we know that our religious institutions are under attack and a focus of hatred across this country.
Republican Representative Erin Grawl of Vero Beach today introduced her bill allowing for licensed concealed carry on church grounds and beyond if they use a borrowed space.
HB 403 seeks to do is to enable a church, a synagogue, or other religious institution to authorize a licensed person to carry a concealed firearm on the property owned, rented, borrowed, leased, or lawfully used by the institution.
This isn't the first time such a bill has come up, but Grawl says she's been approached by religious schools that want to provide security for students and parishioners. Opponents of the bill paint a more alarming picture. Shannon Guzzi spoke on behalf of Moms Demand Action Florida.
This bill seeks to invalidate any other gun law simply by virtue of a religious institution using a space.
Guzzi brought up some hypotheticals she finds troubling.
Does this body want to allow guns in prisons? Even correctional officers don't carry guns among the prison population, but a visiting prison ministry should be allowed to do that.
In an exchange between Grawl and Representative Michael Grieco, Grawl says in every situation, the property owner would make its own rules.
Would this apply if a religious institution was utilizing a public school property?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this does not affect the rights of the property owner to prohibit firearms on their property as a part of that contract.
But Nicolette Springer with the League of Women Voters fears things like shared campuses or parking lots could create problems.
We have some questions about how does a person know if you have a church and a school on the property at the same time? How does the person know if they can bring the gun into the church and then not violate the perimeter for which they are next to the school? There are many institutions for which, you know, it's the same parking lot for both the school and the church.
Tuesday's meeting saw another gun-related bill clear its first committee hurdle. Republican Representative Cord Byrd's bill wants to decriminalize keeping a gun in the car in the parking lot of any school in the state from pre-K on up. Proponents of the bill say it's meant to decriminalize license carry in a vehicle for parents picking their kids up or going to things like sporting events. Here's Byrd using one such instance as an example.
A security guard who is licensed and bonded for the possession of a firearm for employment, who had to pick up his or her child from school, would have to in some manner remove the firearm from the vehicle prior to such pickup.
Phil Archer is a state attorney for the 18th Circuit who was at the Capitol to support the bill. Archer says he's also a legal advisor to a concealed weapons class.
Almost every class that I teach, I have a parent or grandparent who become very shocked and dismayed when I advise them that when they go to watch their child or grandchild at a school function, whether it's a sporting event or a chorus program, that when they have a securely cased firearm legally and lawfully owned in their vehicle, they are committing a felony when they park their vehicle in the parking lot.
But opponents are concerned about who the bill would allow to keep a gun in their car. Jamie Ito is with Moms Demand Action Florida.
This bill is not about concealed permit holders who have gone at least through some vetting process. It's about anyone over the age of 18 who is in possession of a firearm. 790.25, which sets forth the right to have a gun in a car, applies to any adult with or without a license.
Both bills, which have Senate companions, will next be heard by the House Education Committee. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.